Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Community Connection, and this is Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land. In the studio today, I have Phyllis Hilliard, local Fairfield resident, retired, and I think retirement is agreeing with you, Phyllis, right?
I love it.
Best
job I ever had, and I am quoting a very famous person who says that all the time.
And I stole that from somebody down in Kentucky. I said, how do you like it? He said, best job I've ever had.
I agree. But I seem to be just as busy as you are.
Yes. And we'll be talking about that because you often hear people say when they were working that they didn't know how they had the time to work with everything else they did.
I agree completely.
And so here we are. But we'll talk about Phyllis, where she's from, what she's been doing, how she got into the insurance business, and just some other things that come to mind. So stay with us. We'll start that journey after this.
Here's nationally syndicated radio host and real estate expert Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Unless you're a seasoned pro at selling houses, I firmly believe that a quality real estate agent is worth more than they cost you when it's time to sell. In fact, a study from the National Association of Realtors found that the median home price for sellers who used an agent is 16% higher than a home sold directly by an owner. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Okay, and we are back on Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land, and my guest this morning is Phyllis Hilliard. Phyllis, some of our listeners probably don't know, well, where's that girl from? So where are you from? Where'd you go to grade school and what have you?
All that good stuff. Well, I made a big move from Edwards County to Wayne County. Mm-hmm. All my life. Mm-hmm. That's where I've been. But I grew up in Grayville on a farm, halfway in between Grayville and Browns. So we're talking...
The burbs.
The burbs. That's right. And so kind of go past the old home place. My brother still lives next door to where we grew up. So it's still home out in there. Lots of memories riding the bicycle on the gravel roads and... You know,
was this Wells Elementary School you went to?
Sure. And I was the first class. So that would have been 56 for first grade. Didn't have kindergarten. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You went to kindergarten.
Half day.
We didn't have kindergarten.
I remember my mother saying, I sure wish it was a full day.
And I knew your mom.
And later it did. So no kindergarten at Wells then.
No, we didn't have kindergarten. So first grade and scared and coming mm-hmm. from the country. And the city kids all knew each other. But I didn't know too many people. But it didn't take me too long.
And Wells was 1 through 8.
At that time, mm-hmm. it was 1 through 6.
Okay.
Then 7 and 8 was in the high school building.
Which was on the road heading south out of town up on the hill.
Right. And it is now demolished.
Yes.
It caught fire mysteriously.
It did. And then, some people tried to do something with it later, I think. But,
well, that was before.
Or that was before. Fire. That's right.
And then I think money became an issue and it accidentally
It usually
burned.
Does. It so you get out of 8th grade and you go to high school.
Yes.
Do you like high school?
I did.
Favorite subjects?
I was never the cheerleader because I still am the person that can trip over the line on the floor. You know, give me a place to be clumsy, you know. And we didn't have any type of organized girl sports mm-hmm. back then. Nope. It was, you know. So I was just involved in lots of stuff and still am.
Favorite subject in high school?
Oh, I don't know. I like school. I don't know that I had a favorite unsubject.
You excelled in everything and were top on the honor roll?
I was on the honor roll, but I was probably not your top person. We only had 39 in our class.
Oh, my gosh.
So with 39 in your class, to be top 10 when you're applying for college, mm-hmm. it didn't, I mean.
How about extracurricular activities?
Just about everything that there was. Band, I played the clarinet.
Did you?
And living in the country, mm-hmm. of course, I didn't have a driver's license when you're like 14, but back then you could ride a motor scooter.
Yes, at age 14,
yes,
right?
Yep. Yes. And I had, or Dad bought, a Cushman scooter, with the old pump to get it started. You had the pedal on the floor that you had to slam down, and that started it, and it had to go 55.
Well, the Cushman motor scooters were what the Shriners would ride in the parades back in the day. Of course, now they have the little go-karts. I always wanted a Cushman motor scooter.
Well, we had one, and the whole thing lifted up, and you put the gas in, and there was a little storage spot that my clarinet would fit.
That's why you played the clarinet, because it fit on the scooter.
I played the clarinet because my mother played the clarinet, and we had one in the attic, and that was the reason I played the clarinet.
You still get it out often?
No, I don't have it anymore, and I...
How about chorus?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I was in chorus. Funny story on that. Living in Grayville, we had the community choir, and the choir director was a lady named Mary Lundmark. And she was leading, you know, community choir and had probably, I don't know, 50 people, which is good. And it was 1976. Mm-hmm. And we all were to wear red, white, and blue and wave a flag. And Mary finally looked at me and she said, Phyllis, just wave your flag.
She was kind.
And so I had lunch with Mary last week, and we always talk about just wave your flag. So,
I'm hearing that you're in high school, you like the subjects, you like the extracurricular activities, you had some music ability, obviously. So when you're in high school, you're thinking, I'm going to get out of here one of these days. What in the world will I do as a, not necessarily a career right away, but thinking about college?
Well, this is when your father, who is on the school board, and we were a farm family, and Dad says, you will go to college. And I said, okay, yeah, I will. And he said, you better be thinking what you want to do when you grow up. I had no earthly idea.
Did you know where you wanted to go to college?
Well, I wanted to go to Eastern. I'd been there to a band thing, and I liked the campus, so that's where I wanted to go. So I had to make a decision on a career path. And my father says to me, you know, you've always loved 4-H. And since I'm on the school board, Mrs. Brown is going to be retiring in about 4 years. I could get you a job as home ec teacher. Now, is that politically correct now? This is 60 years ago.
No.
And I said, oh, well, okay. Sounds good as anything. So I have a piece of paper with a K-12 teaching certificate.
Well,
yeah.
Always a good fallback.
Yeah. With a major in education and home ec. Now, I use that a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'll bet our listeners didn't either.
But,
so 4 years at Eastern?
Yes.
Anything extra up there as far as, did you continue your clarinet playing up there?
No, I didn't. Made some lasting friends, and there are six of us girls. We still get together about a couple of times a year to reminisce and laugh. And Sharon McDaniel, do you remember Sharon?
Sure do.
From Jeff?
Yes.
She was my next door neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've got the 4 years at Eastern, and you're thinking then that you're going to come back and teach?
Well, no, I had a little glitch in my life.
A little detour?
A little detour.
Okay.
Because in between, let's see, my freshman and sophomore year, I went on a 4-H trip to Denmark for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that. That was that summer. And then the next summer, I came home, and my mom and dad were killed in a car wreck. So in that interim, my life changed drastically because I raised my two brothers and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything that was planned out just...
Yeah.
So, but it worked that I was able to finish college. And
so you got out of college, and life turned around, losing parents, dealing with your siblings.
I didn't kill them. That's the amazing thing. I'm kind of proud. They're all alive.
Well, I know two of them, and they seem to be pretty well squared away.
Well, then there's the third one.
So you're having to make some big decisions, aren't you?
Yes.
And you're not going to teach. What are you going to do?
Well, who knows? And I just became very active in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I married probably not the wisest decision, but at that time it was, you know, probably needed some help with the siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't work, was a mom, a household. And, of course, my sis is 11 years younger than me.
Oh.
So I was her Girl Scout leader, her 4-H leader, her... I made cheerleading costumes. That was that old home ec education.
That's it. Came through. It worked.
And, my husband had two daughters the same age as Jane. So not only did I make one cheerleading outfit, I made three cheerleading outfits. But
well, you were, you know, Grayville, you said you were busy in Grayville. They've always been an active town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something, you know, the Grayville days and all the other events they have, and they had some local civic organizations that were strong. And of course, I know you were busy in it then. And then you, tell you what, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got you over in Grayville now, and we're going to see how you came over to Fairfield, had a very successful career as the State Farm agent, and we'll talk about that after this break.
We've learned so much about you, Dave, over the last couple of months on Morning Coffee, our weekday morning talk show at 8 a.m.
I'm not following.
I mean, you admit it. You like ABBA. You took tap dancing lessons at the Contiki when you were a kid, and you're into yoga.
And I have many more secrets to reveal.
Clearly, we've only scratched the surface. Join me, Mark Turner, Mike Dreef, and Dave Land on the show about nothing. Morning Coffee, weekdays on WFIW 104.9.
You are listening to Meet Your Neighbor, and I'm Dave Land, and I'm visiting this morning with Phyllis Hilliard, Fairfield resident, retired State Farm agent. We have her growing up in Grayville. She's gone to college. She's in Grayville, but eventually she comes to Fairfield. And want to tell us what you can about that?
Sure. Well, it was a big move. Never had left Grayville. Didn't think I ever could. Oh, my, how in the world could I possibly move 30 miles? And ended up remarrying,
mm-hmm.
moving to Fairfield. And that was right at the time that Jim Curry had suddenly passed.
Yes. State Farm agent for many years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was working part-time as a secretary in Albion for another agent. And he was the one, Bob Kashin. He said, Jim Curry passed. Would you consider being, you know, applying for his job? So he was very supportive. And I said, well, I don't know. Said, you have to have a college degree. I said, okay, got that. Said, being a female is good, because this would have been 84. Jim died in 83. This would have been 84. And State Farm was involved in a little bit of a class action suit for being not balanced on male-female. California.
Kind of like EEO and whatever that the FCC deals with, but I understand.
Yeah. So this was out in California, big lawsuit. So the bottom line was they kind of had to hire a female. I'd like to think.
Yeah.
Well, as it turned out, my boss said, okay, I was forced to hire you, but you turned out all right. But so came here and...
Where was the office located that Jim had?
In his house on Elm Street.
Okay.
His front porch.
Okay.
Jim had his front porch.
Remember I do remember the sign out there now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he always had a cigar and a cup of coffee.
Yep.
And sat on his front porch swing. And if somebody drove up, then, you know, he'd go in and take care of
deal with you.
So I never knew the man, but a very...
Did you have office help then, or was it you?
No. I had office
help. Mm-hmm.
And so, but I opened then on Main Street, where the office is currently, 521 West Main.
And you were very successful there for many years. You had at least two or three folks in the office helping you. What did you like most about that work? I know you're a people person. You love to deal mm-hmm. with people. So what were the things that caused the job to be fun? Were there things that just weren't very pleasant from time to time that, you know, you just...
It's kind of like you in the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
99% of the time, it's fun. You enjoy your job. You enjoy meeting the people. And then there's that 1% that occupies your brain.
Yes.
And I think in any job, no matter what it is, you've always got that 1%.
And I'm going to guess that your days, people would bring in information for claims that you thought maybe the day before. Well, I've seen it all now. And then they would bring.
Yeah.
So every day was different.
Every
That's
day
what
was
I
different.
Liked.
And I had wonderful people that I worked with. You know, Barbara Jones worked with me
sure,
20 years.
Yes.
Kathy Clevenger
mm-hmm.
was with me until I retired. And she still, you know, works in Carrie's office. But no, and that makes all the difference in the world when you can walk in and maybe the first 5 minutes are, oh, I got up this morning and my car battery was dead, and then the cat threw up on the car. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so we go back to your career thoughts. It was going to be maybe a home ec teacher.
Yeah.
Then you ended up in the insurance business.
Yes.
Had your own agency. If those two things hadn't been possibilities, what would Phyllis Hilliard have done?
Oh, my. And maybe I could be a radio announcer.
Well, it's... yeah?
I have no idea.
I like to ask that question to the people that we visit with, because they'll say something, oh, really? So mine was a pharmacist or law enforcement, but the math brains weren't there for pharmacy. And anyway, Daddy owned a radio station, so I'd try that, and I loved it.
Well, had I been a male, if my brother and I had been reversed mm-hmm. in the lineage of birth,
mm-hmm.
I would have been a farmer with Dad, because that's the way it was.
Yep.
And my brother Joe every now and then says, oh, thank goodness, because, you know, he would have been.
Well, you retired at age around 65. Did you know several years ago when you wanted to retire, or did things just start happening and you think, I think I will retire and here's the date? Or some people are forced to because of financial reasons or health or whatever. I plan mine out. Did you?
Sure. And here again, had a little blip in the screen because my husband died unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. So Carol died, worked for Frontier Community College, and he was going to retire 2 years prior to me, and Carol was a year younger because mm-hmm. he's your age.
He was been in a class of 68, yes.
Yes. And so we had this all planned, and we were going to travel, and we did travel a lot together. And then I was going to retire when I turned 65, and that just changed. But when he passed so unexpectedly, I was so grateful I still was working.
Yes.
Because that meant I had to get up, and yep. I had to go to work, and I had to take a shower.
Well, I know that you have traveled. I've heard about your trips in recent years. I know you travel with a couple. You've been to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
What trip that you've taken, just if you could have only done one trip, what would it have been? That's a tough question, because I know you've been overseas, places here in the U.S. that you've been to, and you probably got some other trips planned.
Well, and I think a lot of the traveling kind of goes, you remember the people you traveled
mm-hmm.
with, you remember the good times.
Yep.
A lot of the European trips
mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed.
Rhine River?
Yes.
Yeah.
The riverboat cruises I really enjoy, just because they're laid back and you kind of go a little pace. Russia, I enjoyed going to Russia. I want to go to Cuba. I wanted to come. I'm a little on the chicken side. I'd like for him to get the little bugs kind of ironed out a little bit. But I would like to go to Cuba. I want to see Ricky and Lucy Ricardo.
And the old cars. Still see the old
yes.
cars. I think the Wi-Fi's hit and miss. The air condition. I haven't been there, but my sister has. The air conditioning in some of the rooms in the motels or hotels, when you stand right in front of it, you can keep your face cool.
I would go on a cruise ship. And
yes.
therefore, I would have the air conditioning, and I would have the food taken care of, and I would have a potty that flushed. And, you know, I'm not a camper.
Right.
My idea of camping is a hotel where the air conditioning isn't quite like
or
I like
or a black
it.
And white TV as opposed to color. Maybe. You want to be taken care of.
I'm spoiled.
Any trips on the horizon that are set, or are you just kind of looking out right now?
Have one set, and it is in a year from now, next October, going with my friends Dennis and Janet Brandt, mm-hmm. which we've traveled three times together. Mm-hmm. And we're going to Normandy Beach.
Oh, yes.
So we're going, and we tried to book it for this year, mm-hmm. and it was sold out. Mm-hmm. So we had to go a year later. Well, but we leave, it's a riverboat, mm-hmm. and it will leave out of Paris and then go north. And well, I've been there mm-hmm. Several years ago, and that was one of those that just gets you in the gizzard.
Yes. Well, I know Dennis being a Vietnam veteran, yes. and just the fact of being a veteran, that's going to really mean a lot, but it's I think that's wonderful that you're going.
I like the history part.
Yes.
And the riverboat on the Rhine, the Rhone, you start mm-hmm. on the Rhone, and from Amsterdam down to Basel, Switzerland. That goes through Germany. And you're traveling along and you're saying, oh, my lands, this was the Allies on this side of the river and on the other side of the river. And I'm going, oh, my goodness, is that not?
Yeah. Any trips on your bucket list?
Oh, it's one of those things if somebody calls and says, hey, I'm thinking about going to whatever. Would you like to go?
What are you doing next Friday?
We're looking at three months down the road or 6 months down the road. Would you consider,
Have you become fearful of traveling overseas in light of the last 10, 15 years? I think about it, but I don't worry about it. Are you kind of like that?
I am a very cautious traveler. Mm-hmm. I am not one that is going to try to take a gun with me or try to do something, as I say, stupid.
Smart traveler.
I don't want to be an ugly American.
Right. Right.
Because depending who you talk to overseas, they can either think America is the land of milk and honey, mm-hmm. or it's the land of everybody shooting everybody.
Yeah, it's crazy. Couple of minutes left. Tell us about some of the activities that you're involved in here in Fairfield and the area.
Well, right now, you won't believe this. This is October the what, 5th?
Mm-hmm.
I am working on the Christmas parade.
Well, good for you. That's like 2 months?
Well, it's December 1. So December doesn't really count.
That's right.
So we're about 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
Yeah, the Kiwanis, that's their parade.
Yes. So I am working on invitations being sent out to all the organizations. And hopefully within next week, we'll have those in the mail.
Any parade marshal announcement yet, or that comes later?
It hasn't been officially announced.
Okay,
yet.
All right. Yes, like I said, I know you're involved in Kiwanis, and just I see you everywhere. Hospital.
You saw me at a pork burger sale.
I saw you at a pork burger sale, and I saw you at the Fun Fest, I think, shaking up lemons and what have you. Tell us about you said you have three siblings, your family.
Mm-hmm. I have two brothers, Joe and John, mm-hmm. and a sister, Jane. So figure that out. Phyllis, Joe, John, Jane. And I asked my mom about that, and she said, well, you were first, but we couldn't come up with enough flips to go along with it.
Well, you're busy, and I agree 100%. We have to keep busy. We're still young, but we need to keep busy, and you're still going strong.
Well, I see people through my office mm-hmm. that would come in, and it would be a couple they'd been married for 50 years or 60 years or whatever. And then when one would pass, mm-hmm. the other one was just completely lost.
Yeah.
And what happened was a bag of chips in one arm and the remote control in the other arm. And within a year, many, many problems. How many of you and I have friends in common mm-hmm. that everything revolves around which doctor they're going to? Well, Monday is this doctor and Tuesday is this doctor. And Wednesday I have two doctors. And it's the social event.
Yes.
Or what I'm going to have operated on.
Yeah. We start talking about our health, and then when we start doing that, I say, whoa, let's change this.
And
we've got about not quite a minute. Anything else that you would like to say?
No. I just, when I moved to Fairfield, which has been 35 years ago, and I've always made the comment, in the Wayne County Press, my obituary will read, Edwards County girl dies. Because well, I don't have the lineage of 4, 5, or 6 grandparents.
Gotcha.
Living here in
I understand
Wayne
that well.
County.
All right. Well, Phyllis Hilliard, thank you for taking the time. I know you are busy. We've talked about that, for coming out and letting our listeners meet your neighbor.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
All right. We will do this again next week. I have another guest lined up. And I'm Dave Land, and thank you very much for tuning in to Meet Your Neighbor.